We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
In a few hours, Cook County Board President Toni Preckwinkle will present her budget plan that's balanced and won't raise taxes.
There are no new taxes or fee increases in Preckwinkle's $6.18 billion budget proposal. It does, however, eliminate more than 600 jobs in health care. Those positions have recently been vacant. Areas of the spending plan that see increases are the staffing levels for the assessor's office, state's attorney, and the courts. That comes as the county is seeing a spike in property tax appeals and could see hundreds of thousands of expungements of low-level drug convictions as part of the state's new recreational pot law. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Lawyers for a woman sentenced to death in 1993 for the murders of two gang members say their client should be released because her confession was illegally coerced by Chicago police detectives.
Marilyn Malero was 21 years old when she and two other women admitted to fatally shooting two men in the Humboldt Park neighborhood. At a hearing this week, the founder of the California Innocence Project contended that Malero's confession was coerced by former detectives Reynaldo Guevara and Ernest Halverson, who have been accused of falsifying evidence in other cases. The Tribune reports close to a dozen convictions linked to Guevara have been tossed out since 2016. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police have now released images of three men suspected of breaking into a Lincoln Park apartment and handcuffing the woman inside at gunpoint. The 32-year-old woman was attacked after she answered a knock at her door in the 400 block of West Fullerton Parkway. Police say the men are considered armed and dangerous. Authorities are also looking into a similar incident in Rogers Park about an hour later, but say the suspect's description is not an exact match. You can see those images on our website at WBBMNewsRadio.com. Chicago police are looking for the people involved in the theft or attempted theft of ATMs from inside businesses. Three incidents were reported in the past week in the West and near West Sides. In each case, police say the offenders entered the business by force and took the ATM outside, although in one, they were unable to remove it. The thefts were reported along the 1000 block of West Taylor, 1800 block of West Division, and 5400 block of West Madison. There have been efforts over the years to ban red light cameras in Illinois. Now the idea appears to be gaining momentum.
The latest legislation from Naperville Republican State Representative Grant Worley mirrors legislation from Republican David McSweeney from Barrington Hills, and more Democrats are getting on board. Both contend red light cameras are tied to political corruption, noting the federal corruption investigation involving the red light camera company Safe Speed LLC and State Senator Martin Sandoval, who received campaign donations from the company. The Tribune first reported Sandoval pressured IDOT for controversial cameras in Oak Brook Terrace. McSweeney says the cameras are little more than revenue generators. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
For the fourth straight year, a Wheaton man has taken home the top prize for growing the biggest pumpkin in Illinois, but this year, the regional heavyweights came from other states.
It was rainy and cold this year. Champion pumpkin grower Joe Atkins says this year was tough, but he did manage to produce a 1,258-pounder and felt pretty good when he went to the regional weigh-in.
I'm driving there thinking, oh, hey, I got this made, and then all of a sudden there's couple of unfamiliar trucks pull up without estate plates, and they're heavy. The tires are low, and they're dragging on the ground, and they pull those things out. And you could tell as soon as they pull it off the truck, you go, oh, well, all right, I got probably third place now, so oh, well.
Atkins sees pumpkin growing as a metaphor for sports.
The fun just begins again, you know, and it's, as people in Chicago say, there's always next year.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,